The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
And this is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Larry Perel. Our top local story: a summit on gun violence focused on the many ways it affects children is happening today in downtown Los Angeles.
2 years ago, the LA City Attorney's Office envisioned and launched what are known as REACH teams. The teams include LAPD and trained therapists. They respond to shots fired calls with the goal of finding and helping children traumatized by gun violence.
Folks often ask, why are you as a city attorney the catalyst for this program? I believe as city attorney, we need to be addressing society's most important problems any way we can. We're talking about kids and kids who are likely, because of adverse childhood incidents, to enter the justice system. So why aren't we intervening before that happens to reduce trauma?
LA City Attorney Mike Fiore says in maybe 15 years, they'll be able to look back and see the true impact this program has had on young people's lives as they've become adults. To date, he says more than 500 kids have been helped by the REACH Teams program. Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
An early morning crash on the 105 freeway left three highway patrol officers badly injured and tied up traffic for hours. John Baird was there, joins us live.
There were some pretty dramatic moments in this incident. First, CHP officers were already working an accident on the 105 East about 1:30 this morning when, according to witnesses, an SUV rolled right in, speeding, and slammed into the back of one of the CHP vehicles. Some nearby residents say it woke them up.
Yeah, it was a pretty big fiery crash last night.
In fact, when the SUV slammed into the patrol car caught fire, and there were two officers inside. There was another one standing outside at the time. All three were badly injured. A Good Samaritan helped the two officers out of the burning vehicle, and some other officers grabbed the badly injured officer and just took off. Officer Kevin Tao is with the CHP.
Yes, the most seriously injured officer that was put in one of the patrol car and was transported by one of our own to the St. Francis Hospital.
And once again, all suffered moderate to major injuries but are expected to survive. The SUV driver was arrested on suspicion of DUI. The 105 eastbound lanes were closed for nearly 8 hours. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Beverly Hills police say they've caught all of the suspects in a violent robbery on Wilshire Boulevard. The man who got robbed was walking on that street near Bedford Drive. Happened around 6:30 last night when he was suddenly assaulted by three other men. They caused some minor injuries, then took off with some of the victim's valuables. But police say they were all later found and arrested in a nearby part of L.A. The first woman to lead the Pasadena Police Department has announced plans to retire next month. Cheryl Moody, who was chosen to be the city's interim police chief in January, says she'll be leaving the department May 23rd after nearly 30 years of service, but she'll actually be handing over the interim chief's job to Commander Jason Clausen early next week. And then he'll stay in that post until a permanent replacement is named. A new version of a bill aimed at reducing the risk of school shootings has passed its first hurdle in the state Senate. Senator Anthony Portantino, who represents the Pasadena area, says this version will address the hesitancy in acting on warning signs.
The bill also will allow concerned school personnel to act on a perceived firearm threat by alerting school campus law enforcement or local law enforcement to investigate.
Upon becoming aware of a credible violent threat, schools must immediately report it to authorities, and school leaders, in consultation with law enforcement, must search a student's on-campus property for the presence of firearms. Senator Rosalie Ochoa-Bogue of the Inland Empire was a bit hesitant about the bill.
I'm not sure that administrators in California, especially in the school district, would ever not take a threat seriously, and that's just my personal opinion.
The measure would also require schools to include information related to the safe storage of firearms in a notification provided to parents and guardians. The previous version of the bill included a provision that would require families to notify schools if they keep a gun in the home, but that was dropped after it ran into opposition. Well, after a long wait, parents could soon have a COVID vaccine available for use in kids aged 6 and younger. Moderna today submitted its retooled COVID mRNA vaccine for emergency use authorization from the FDA and CDC for use in young children. Dr. Nathaniel Beers, a pediatrician at Children's Hospital of Washington, D.C., tells KNX we still don't have a complete picture of how Moderna's vaccine performs in small kids.
The data has not been released publicly. They certainly are claiming that that it is as effective as adult doses in helping to reduce significant complications and to help reduce the risk of transmission. We look forward to reviewing that data once it's publicly available, but also hope that the FDA and the CDC will both move quickly to review the data.
Dr. Beers says the development of COVID vaccines for young kids has been held up because of the potential for some cardiac complications. Experts say sport betting in California could be a $3.5 billion industry, which is why backers are trying to get four initiatives on the November ballot to legalize it. But one of the proposals backed by gambling giants FanDuel and DraftKings could block small competitors from ever seeing any of that money. CalMatters reports that version would require over $100 million in licensing fees, and critics say they worry it will keep smaller companies from operating in the state.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.